Many are surprised to learn what a full life a veteran with a disability can lead. For example, Steve Baskis is a 27-year-old veteran who is pursuing a college degree, has taken up mountain climbing, and is blind. Recently, on behalf of BVA and other blinded veterans, he visited the members of Congress to request additional funding for combat-related eye trauma research. He's also participated in Project Gemini, a program that links blinded vets in the U.S. with those in the U.K. To learn more, visit bva.org.
At World Services for the Blind, we are committed to develop new career paths, programs for adults who are blind or visually impaired. We are pleased to offer two new programs, call center specialist and credit counseling. The 8-week call center specialist program imparts a vast skill set upon its participants so that, upon graduation, they are prepared to take on the role of call center customers, service representative with confidence. The program covers customer service, soft skills, communication skills, relationship building, sales and marketing, dealing with difficult customers, human resources, and more. Credit counseling is a huge industry with significant opportunities for employment, and our 12-week credit counseling program will provide clients with the tools to go out and educate and guide others looking to improve their credit and financial situations. Participants will earn 3 initial certifications with the opportunity to earn 2 additional certifications. The first 3 certifications will take approximately 12 weeks and include credit counseling, financial counseling, and debt settlement certifications. The additional 2 certifications are housing counseling and student loan counseling, which will add 8 additional weeks of classroom training. For more information or to begin the admissions process, please visit us at wsblinds.org. That's wsblind.org.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity, and vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are, and you are not alone, because we are driven too. To be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
Are you having difficulty finding domestically made masks? Are you tired of being reliant on China and expensive importers for personal protective equipment? RB Medical Supply is here to help. Our mission is to provide products made in the USA for anyone who needs it. We are cutting out traditional distribution supply chains and selling factory direct to keep you, your employees, and your family safe during the COVID-19 pandemic. Visit us today at rbmedicalsupply.com. Mention promo code BEYOND10 to receive $10 off a purchase of $30 or more.
Hi, this is Sherry Brunn, and I am very proud to speak on behalf of Leader Dogs for the Blind. I've had 3 leader dogs, and they have changed my life. If you always wanted to achieve independence and travel safely with confidence, then you really must consider Leader Dogs for the Blind. Leader Dogs for the Blind free week-long orientation and mobility training includes one-on-one instruction that's tailored to your individual needs and goals. Leader Dog accepts clients from all states and with all ability levels, regardless of age, vocational goals, and whether you plan to train with a guide dog in the future. Everything is free, including accommodations and travel to and from Leader Dog's campus in Michigan. Don't regret missing out on this free, life-changing opportunity. Apply today at leaderdog.org/programs.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 1-844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
This hour is brought to you by Leader Dogs for the Blind, making people unstoppable for 30 years.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios, live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up,
we're back. Oh yes, we're back. We're live from Orlando, Florida, and welcome to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. Glad you can come on board.
We have a caller.
We have a call right now. Before we speak to the caller, I'd like to talk to Chris? Eugene Batke. He's our guest host tonight. Eugene, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Good. Glad you're still there. Lynn, are you still here?
I'm still here.
Okay, Eugene is in his house. Lynn is in her house. And Chris Shaw, our engineer, he's in the radio station. He's the one who's producing the show. Without him, there's no show. This is not a podcast. We are live on the radio. And hope you can, well, stay with us for the next hour. We got a lot coming up. Right now, we have a caller on the line. Where are you calling from, caller?
What's that?
Where are you calling from?
I am calling from Everett, Michigan.
Oh, I recognize that voice. That must be Gabe.
It is.
Gabe, I'm calling from Michigan. How you doing there, Gabe?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Well, we're doing. Hey, Gabe?
Yes?
How old are you now, Gabe?
Oh, you're not going to believe this. I'm already 15 years old.
What's your birthday this week?
No,
you know what? My birthday isn't until January 11th.
Oh, okay.
But, hey, Gabe, I got to ask you a question. In your 15 years on the earth, have you ever been prejudiced? Have you ever experienced prejudice? You don't even know what I'm talking about. That's great. People ever pick on you because you're blind?
I could barely hear you. What's that?
I said, have you ever been picked on because you're blind?
Sometimes.
Oh, you have? Oh.
I remember I was when I was a little kid, but not so much these days. But I used to a lot, like when I was about, how old was I? I used to get picked on sometimes because I was blind, like when I was, that was a really long time ago. I was, how old was I? I was about 6-7 years old.
Wow.
Some of your classmates picked on you because you were blind?
Yeah, because you know what? Before I went to, actually, when we moved to, because we moved from Michigan all the way to San Francisco, or over by San Francisco, and then I went to the California State School for the Blind. But before I even went there, I went to public school for about a few months, and I remember I used to get picked on because I was the only blind kid there.
Wow.
I know.
Now, whereabouts in Michigan are you? What city?
I'm calling from 3 hours north from Detroit. I'm calling from a city called Everett, Michigan.
Everett, okay.
Yes.
Oregon.
Yeah, I know some people in Lansing.
He's on visit. He's on vacation.
Really? I've been there.
Yeah, I know some ladies that live in Lansing, Michigan.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So what do you have to say for yourself there, mister?
What do you mean?
What do I mean? Well, you got something to say. Everybody's got a story. What's your story? Everybody's got a story. What's your story?
I think you just told
them. Oh, you know what? That's a good question. Well, I was going to say that, you know what? I did want to say something. I cannot believe that it's already, let's see, today is August 30th, and September 1st is going to be our very first day of school. And, you know what the hard thing is? I don't know if I said this last week, but what's going to be really hard is since Washington is 3 hours behind, 3 hours behind Michigan, that means I'll be starting school at 11 o'clock, and then the school day is going to end, guess what time? 6:30.
Now, are you all doing school on the computers? Or are you doing it in the classroom? Or
I'm glad you asked. So what happened is we were supposed to have in-person learning, but I think that there were they were really worried about what might happen if we reopen, and so they decided that we'll keep doing online learning until I think they said October.
Now, do you find that hard to do, to keep concentration on it?
Not really. I'm actually enjoying it. You know why? The reason why is because I remember when we were actually going to school, I always had trouble waking up in the morning because I had to make sure that I was all ready to go and walk out the door, and I had to make sure I had breakfast. And then
so
once we started
going
on,
you're a sleepyhead. You like to sleep in.
Sometimes I do know that on the weekends I usually have no problem waking up early, and then on the weekdays, I think the reason why I don't like to wake up really early on the weekdays is because I'm thinking about school, and that makes me even more tired.
That's funny.
So I think that's the only reason why I sleep in during the week.
Well, thanks for calling in, Gabe.
Thank you.
Nice talking to you, Dave.
You have a nice day, Gabe.
Well, thank you.
You stay well. Talk to you soon.
You too.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Listen, the phone lines are wide open. You want to call in, now's the time. Yeah. Phone number is 407-894-1680.
Actually, our guest caller will be taking on the other side of the
break. Well,
on
the other side of the break, we'll be having our guest caller.
Not related to Foundation Fighting Blindness, they can call after that segment. So what do you think, Eugene?
Well, I was sitting here thinking, I used to get picked on as a kid. And it wasn't because of being blind, because I wasn't blind. It wasn't because of racial, but it was because of my brother. He used to say things to certain kids, and they'd find out that things weren't true, and they couldn't pick on him, so they'd pick on me. Oh. Yeah. It'd be interesting to hear about Chris there getting spankings from his mom in school. Now, I didn't get spankings from my parents, but I sure did get enough of them in school.
Listen,
you go to parochial school?
Listen, Eugene.
Yeah, I went to regular school, and I got my fair share of spankings.
Eugene, I had family reunions. That's what I call my ones.
Yeah.
They wasn't just no simple, hey, you get a spanking. I had family reunions. When one person found out I got a whooping, it was like a small town. Everybody in the town knew I got a whooping, and all my aunties and uncle would come and get a piece of the action.
I know somebody else that's like that. Her kids misbehave in church. She said, I'm going to get you. I'm going to take you outside and whip you and then bring you back in. Then when you get home, you're going to get another one.
Right, right. So I had scheduled whoopings. You knew what time your whooping was coming.
It must have worked because I think you've grown up to be a lot better person than probably you would have without them.
Right. It turned out a whole lot good on my end. So I'm grateful for them.
But I'm not sure. I'm sure you don't do that to your kids, though.
No, we have family discussions. We have family discussions as to why you do what you do. And then if you don't have an answer to why you do what you do, then we go. You got to go outside and beat me running until I get tired.
Okay.
So I don't get tired often.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to go to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
For more than 60 years, AARP has focused on upending negative aging stereotypes, developing products and services, and widening opportunities at every age. We have been serving our members and society as a whole by creating positive social change through advocacy and information. The nearly 38 million members of AARP stand for generations and reflect a wide variety of attitudes, cultures, and lifestyles. Each day, we build on our history of solutions to fight for and equip each individual to live their best life. Please join us by calling 888-339-5847 or visit www.aarp.org/blindandbeyond.
Mitzi Kit is the original tactile sewing and crafting system created for the blind, elderly, and disabled, invented by a daughter to help her blind mother relearn how to sew and touch in place of sight. Mitzi Kits come in simple, moderate, and advanced levels, are easy to use, and provide beautiful end products like pillows, scarves, lap blankets, and more. Adaptations level the playing field, enabling all to participate with the right level of challenge for success, producing a great sense of accomplishment and self-worth. A simple fleece no-sew pillow kit or moderate cotton sewing pillow kit comes with everything you need to complete for just $19.99, and free shipping is included. Group discounts also available. So visit us at mitzykit.org. That's www.mitsykit.org. Mitzi Kit.
Out of ideas to stay active while at home? If so, join us at the Angel City Virtual Games, presented by The Hartford, on August 3rd night and August 24th through the 30th. We invite adaptive athletes, family and friends of all ages and ability levels to participate in virtual sports clinics, workouts, and sports challenges. Judo, archery, swimming, fitness workouts, and more will be offered for those with low vision. There will also be a resource night, the Angel City Concert Series, and plenty of other family-friendly activities. Don't miss out. For more information and to register, go to www.angelcitygames.org.
Xavier Society provides religious, spiritual, and inspirational reading materials in Braille and audio to blind and visually impaired individuals worldwide. We provide these materials free of charge thanks to the generous support of our donors. Our mission to support this community of faithful in understanding, developing, and practicing their faith began in 1900. We hope to serve many more people in new and innovative ways. Please help us continue this important ministry for another 120 years by spreading word of our mission. To learn more about how we serve, call us at 212-473-7800 or visit our website, XavierSocietyForTheBlind.org. That's XAVIER SocietyForTheBlind.org.
Listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Get your ears open and get her done.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
This hour is brought to you by Leader Dogs for the Blind, making people unstoppable for 30 years.
Oh, my goodness. My speaker wasn't even on. Did you hear me? You didn't ever, nobody heard what I said.
On television, too, so it's okay.
Well, what you missed me, what I said was that you're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. Hope you can call in. Lynn, you are up.
Am I on now? Okay. Lynn, you're up, and I said I'm sitting down. Okay, well, we'd like to welcome our next guest caller. His name is Dustin Buck. And Dustin is a member of the Strategic Council Young Professional Group, which is associated with Foundation Fighting Blindness. Welcome, Dustin.
Welcome. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it, guys.
Well, we appreciate you joining us on a Sunday night. So tell us a little bit about you, Dustin.
Tell us your story. Everybody's got a story. Tell us your story.
I don't know anything about you, so fill us in.
All right. So I'm living in Fair Oaks, which is just outside of Sacramento in California, and I'll just tell you about how I found the foundation.
Yes.
I had a simple peripheral test at an optometrist office, and I was then referred to a few more specialists, and eventually I was diagnosed with retinitis pigmentosa. It took the retinal specialist about 5 minutes to tell me that I was extremely lucky to have been diagnosed so late in life and to have as much vision as I do at this point, and I should consider learning Braille and reaching out to the Society for the Blind. And at this point, I was almost in tears, and I asked him if there was anything else I could do, and he mentioned that I could also reach out to the Foundation Fighting Blindness and look into any additional clinical trials. Of course, I then made the really big mistake of Googling RP, and at the age of 35, I really thought my life was over, and I became emotionally devastated. After about 9 months of a pretty tough depression involving suicidal thoughts and handfuls of panic attacks, just as I'm willing to bet many listeners of the show have experienced in the past, I then, with the help of my fantastic family and some really good friends, I picked myself up and I began to reach out to anyone who would take my call. And this led me to having a great conversation with a member of the foundation leadership. And fast forward 3 months, I was invited to join the new strategic council. And at a kickoff event, I was sitting at a table with Gordon Gund, who's one of the founders of the foundation. We were discussing strategies to help cure inherited retinal diseases. And at that point, I was hooked. And many of us in the group have had similar experiences as a result. We've built a good trust and bond that goes well beyond this council. So the council itself, I'll just tell you about that, was formed in 2019 by Jason Menzo, the COO of the foundation. And the group consists of diverse and motivated individuals who have been affected by an inherited retinal disease, either directly or indirectly. Currently, we have members who are professors at Harvard Business School. We have a director of strategy at a genomics company. We have a manager at a private equity firm. We have multiple members who are currently practicing law in their day jobs, and that's just to name a few. So really, this strategic council was formed to drive the next wave of innovation at the foundation by leveraging our unique backgrounds.
That's amazing.
The group belong to is Foundation Fighting Blindness.
But it's the strategic council. It's
yes, but I'm just telling you, people
younger
listening for the first time,
people,
it's all about the group is called Foundation Fighting Blindness. Fantastic group.
One of the things we learned this week, too, is basically what you're saying is that Michael called a support group, and he got a lot of support, and he's getting a lot of answers, and it sounds like that's what you did. You reached out to Foundation Fighting Blindness, and you're getting answers.
Yeah, and this group itself has given me and the others in the group the chance to make direct changes to the foundation to help their mission. We have monthly update calls with leadership and management of the foundation. We've had various industry leaders and influencers around the world as guests on our calls. And for me, this council has given me a pretty cool opportunity. And for me, I really wanted to increase the likelihood of personally being able to watch my 4-year-old daughter walk across the stage at her high school graduation. And this council provides me and a few other members of this committee the opportunity to really do something about it and try to give back to the low vision community.
Well, tell us a little more.
Yeah, sure. Actually, on that note, we are currently looking for a few more individuals to join the Strategic Council before the end of 2020. So So if you or someone you know is interested in learning about the opportunity to join a group, you can send an email to strategiccouncil@blindness.org. That's strategiccouncil@blindness.org. And someone will get back to you within a couple of days with some more information.
Dustin, are you looking for a particular age bracket or it doesn't matter?
We're looking for younger folks that that are interested in volunteering at least a couple hours per month to help the cause. So we're not looking for a specific demographic. We're really looking for just different types of personalities and skill sets that can help add value to our council.
So tell us a little bit more about how you benefited by researching Foundation Fighting Blindness for those who are out there that might have RP, beginnings of RP, and they want to know more.
Yeah, sure thing. So the foundation is actually coming up on its 50th anniversary, and it's raised more than $750 million towards research that can lead to preventions and treatments for various degenerative retinal diseases. So one topic I would like to highlight is genetic testing. And I know Michelle Glaze and others who have been on the show in the past have mentioned this program, but it's very important to me. Last year, the foundation, in partnership with Blueprint Genetics and Informed DNA, launched an open access, no cost genetic testing program called My Retina Tracker Program. And as a result of this program, I completed genetic testing through the foundation, and it was one of the best decisions I personally ever made. Not only did it confirm my own diagnosis, but it provided me with the details I needed to be able to research my mutated gene. And this research has helped me understand the likelihood of my progression and how it might affect me in the future. And knowing my genetic defect has also helped me qualify for two different clinical trials, so I can also track future therapies that may be of benefit. I highly recommend this no-cost genetic testing program to anyone with an inherited retinal disease. And the full cost of genetic testing and at least an hour with a genetic counselor can range from at least $2,000 or more. So this is a pretty phenomenal benefit through the foundation. So if anyone's interested, you can go to fightingblindness.org. which is the foundation's main website. Again, that's fightingblindness.org. And you can find a how-to guide for both patients and practitioners under the genetic testing link. You, of course, would want to work with your retinal specialist or optometrist to see if you can even qualify for the program. And he or she can likely help you sign up for the program by creating a profile for you through My Retina Tracker.
Eugene, did you have any questions?
Yeah, Dustin, I got a question. About 3 years ago, one of my daughters went and got a test, and they came back and said she's got less than 6% chance of getting RP. So would you recommend that she needs to be tested again since it was done so far back? You know, they've got better tests now, maybe?
Yeah, and how old is your daughter?
She's 51. Well, she will be 51 next month.
Yeah, so I think it could be helpful to go through the process to find out if she could be tested. She might not qualify for the no-cost program unless she's already been diagnosed with an inherited retinal disease.
Well, they did the test saying that she has less than 6% chance of getting it because I've got RP plus macular.
Yeah, so what I hear, though, is that there's a 94% chance that she won't have it. So right. I would probably lean on that not actually being her future, and especially if she hasn't been and she hasn't had a symptoms at 51, that's a pretty good indicator that she might not have RP. But it wouldn't hurt to just keep a pulse on it, definitely keep going to retinal tests each year. That's something that anyone can do just to keep track of themselves to see if they start developing symptoms.
Okay. Appreciate it.
And as far as the Strategic Council, how does that work locally? If they write to you, And you said about volunteering. So they would volunteer in their local area where they live?
Yeah, it's a good question. So the Strategic Council is a national group that is housed under the guise of the Foundation Fighting Blindness. So with the council, we do have a couple of open spots that we would like to fill for the really motivated individuals around the country that might be interested. But by reaching out to the foundation through their website, you can also get access to one of the local chapters. And there's, I believe, 41 local chapters around the country that obviously pre-pandemic were hosting various vision walks and dining in the dark events and a variety of events to try to raise money for the cause. And I'm willing to bet that once we move past this pandemic in the future, that there will be more events. But in the meantime, the foundation has pivoted, and they're doing this year the first virtual vision walk, which is coming up on October 24th. And these vision walks over the years since inception have raised over $55 million for vision research. I've had the chance just in the last 2.5 years here to participate in 3 vision walks, and they've been great experiences, and that's really high quality people there. So on Saturday, October 24th, participants from across the nation will be joining together, and they'll be raising money virtually and participating virtually. Even though we can't physically be together, we can still connect with other participants and support the foundation on our own. The foundation will be rolling out more details about this event on the main website for fightingblindness.org. And if you have any questions about the virtual vision walk, you can contact the foundation directly at 866-782-7330. I'll repeat that. That's 866-782-7330.
And the information for their website is also on our website, so they can just go to Foundation Fighting Blindness and click on the Foundation Fighting Blindness website.
All the information you need to know is on our website in reference to Foundation Fighting Blindness. Our website is blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Blind and, don't forget the and, A-N-D, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. You can look up blindandbeyondradioshow.org, our website, and go right to Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Well, thank you, Dustin. Thank you so much for joining us. It was a pleasure meeting you.
Oh, it was my pleasure. Thanks for the opportunity.
We'll have to have you back.
Sure, we'll have him back.
Yes, look to have him back.
You have a good week and stay safe.
Stay safe.
All right. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you. Thank you, Justin. Good night.
Good night.
All righty. So, Chris, are you still there running the show?
All day, every day.
All righty. Because what I was thinking is when we come back from the break, maybe you could continue with the conversation we were having before Dustin came on about the prejudice.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yes, ma'am.
If you don't want to, that's fine.
Yeah, I got to go back to the story again. No problem. Okay, that's fine. That'll work.
So let's go to break.
Let's go to break. We'll come back. We're 1 minute into it anyway.
Let's go to break. You'll be right back listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. When you come back, we'll also go to trivia. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Trivia.
AARP is the nation's largest nonprofit, nonpartisan organization dedicated to empowering Americans 50 and older to choose how they live as they age. With nearly 38 million members, AARP works to strengthen communities and advocate for what matters most to families. With a focus on health security, financial stability, and personal fulfillment, AARP also works for individuals in the marketplace by sparking new solutions and allowing carefully chosen high-quality products and services to carry the AARP name. As a trusted source for news and information, AARP produces the nation's largest circulation publications, AARP the Magazine and AARP Bulletin. Please join us by calling 888-339-5847 or visiting www.aarp.org/blindandbeyond.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free, professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 1-844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
You are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity. And your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
Xavier Society provides religious, spiritual, and inspirational reading materials in Braille and audio to blind and visually impaired individuals worldwide. We provide these materials free of charge thanks to the generous support of our donors. Our mission to support this community of faithful in understanding, developing, and practicing their faith began in 1900. We hope to serve many more people in new and innovative ways. Please help us continue this important ministry for another 120 years by spreading word of our mission. To learn more about how we serve, call us at 212-473-7800 or visit our website, XavierSocietyForTheBlind.org. That's XAVIER SocietyForTheBlind.org.
Out of ideas to stay active while at home? If so, join us at the Angel City Virtual Games, presented by The Hartford, on August 3rd night and August 24th through the 30th. We invite adaptive athletes, family and friends of all ages and ability levels to participate in virtual sports clinics, workouts, and sports challenges. Judo, archery, swimming, fitness workouts, and more will be offered for those with low vision. There will also be a resource night, the Angel City Concert Series, and plenty of other family-friendly activities. Don't miss out. For more information and to register, go to www.angelcitygames.org.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
This hour is brought to you by Leader Dogs for the Blind, making people unstoppable for 30 years.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. We are back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael, and we're live from the Spectrum Studios. That's right, the Spectrum Power Studios. That's right. Our studio is all powered by Spectrum. Right now, Eugene.
Yes.
You got some, what do you want to talk? What do you want to say?
I got a couple shout-outs.
Okay, let's do it. Let's do it.
One's to one of my faithful council members, Debbie Downey. She celebrated her birthday yesterday.
Happy birthday, Debbie!
And with the COVID virus and everything, instead of going out to eat, they called Red Lobster and had it delivered. And then I've got a daughter that's got a birthday tomorrow. She'll be 49 years old. Happy birthday, Rosa.
Rosa, happy birthday!
Oh, that's nice. Happy birthday, Rosa. All right. So you going to throw out your trivia, Michael, and then talk to Chris?
Okay. It's trivia time. This was a big song back in the mid-50s. It became his, let's just say, his signature. It made him famous, this song. Who is singing this song? Let's see if you know. Who is singing this song?
Your precious love means more to me than any love could ever be. For when I wanted you, I was so lonely and so blue. For that, what love will do. And darling, I'm
so surprised.
Oh, when I first realized that you were fooling me. And darling,
phone number is 407.
They say that I love won't grow, but I just want to tell them that they don't know. For as long as you're in love with me, our love will grow wider, deeper than any sea. And of all this whole wide world is just for you to say that you'll be my girl and
wanting you.
Wanting you.
I'm lonely and blue.
I'm so lonely.
Okay, Chris, that's a great song. Who is singing that song? 407-894-1680.
Well, you got me stumped.
No, okay. Well, I had the pleasure of meeting him. Anybody know? Anybody know? Come on, there must be some people out there who know their R&B.
Is David Hillebrand ought to know?
I'm sure there's some people that must know from WOKB people that must know. 407-894-1680. Who is singing that song? He's been around for years and years and years. He's still performing. Anybody know? I'll give you a hint, a big hint. He's known as the Iceman. 407-894-1680. Almost gave it away already.
Yeah, still doesn't help me.
So, Chris, you're going to tell us a little more about your story? You know I'm going to push you.
Y'all want to hear about Chris getting whipped?
Yeah, whooped. Whooped. I think he's busy. Oh, well, you know what? It's 9:45. He's probably people coming in the studio now, and he's getting surrounded there. Yep. The people coming in for the show after us.
Anybody know the song? I'm going to tell you a hint. 407-894-1680. Anybody know who is singing the song?
All righty. So before I go into my story and my details of my two stories that I have, we're going to go to, we got two places, St. Pete, St. Petersburg, Florida. And then we got a new caller calling all the way in from Weston, Florida. Yeah, Weston, Florida, that is. St. Pete, the one and only Miss Janice from St. Pete. Janice, how you doing?
Yeah, yes. Hello.
Hi, Janice.
Hi, Janice.
Hi. I got an answer for your trivia.
All right.
Was it the Righteous Brothers? The Righteous Brothers?
No, I'm sorry. It wasn't the Righteous Brothers. Nope.
Oh.
Not the Righteous Brothers. I'm sorry.
All right,
sorry,
okay,
not the Righteous
you.
Brothers.
Well, thanks for trying, Janice.
Thanks for out there listening.
Right.
Who's from Weston?
Right,
who's from Weston? Thank you. Who's from Weston, Florida? Weston, Florida. You're up. Who is it?
Weston, yeah.
Weston, Florida. Is there?
The Iceman, Jerry Butler.
100% right. Jerry Butler, the Iceman. You're right.
Well,
what's your first name?
Who is this?
I'm Al.
Al? Al from Weston. Yep. Al from Weston, you just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway.
I love it.
See, it pays to listen. Al?
Absolutely.
First time caller from Weston, Florida. Al.
Yeah, yeah,
then
man.
I said Iceman.
Oh, by the way,
yeah,
I heard the same song sung by Garnet Mims and the Enchanters. They did a version of it, too. Really cool.
Yeah, well, for Jerry Butler was the first one that did this for Your Precious Love.
Absolutely.
I had the pleasure of meeting him. And it made him, and then he did another song that was great called He Will Break Your Heart. But Jerry Butler, he's still performing today. And I met him years ago. He was a real gentleman. Oh, my God, was he a gentleman back then. Yeah.
Very nice.
He used to get down on one, when he performed in the audience, he'd get down on one leg and on his knee, and he would go right down to any ladies in the front audience, and he would sing to them for Your Precious Love. And they would all cry, and it was unbelievable. Yeah. Yeah.
Beautiful.
He had the audience in his hands. Thanks, Al, for calling in.
Hey, Al, how did you hear about the show?
I heard it from my man, Sonny Doo-Wop. Friend of mine.
Okay.
That's funny. Speaking of Sonny, I believe he's on hold. He wants to try to stump Michael again. So, Chris, let's put Sonny on very quickly, okay? Thank you for calling.
All right. Wait, Al, don't hang up, Al. Hold on one moment, all right, Al?
Okay,
I'll
hold on.
Listen
to Sonny.
All right. Let's go talk to our good friend, Sonny. Sonny?
Yes, I'm here. I'm ready to go on.
Okay,
Sonny. So what's happening now? You want to try to stump me again?
I'm regular now.
Yes, first of all, I hope you and Miss Lynn are doing well. Are you both doing well?
Thank you.
We're trying here. We're
Sonny,
trying.
We're
Thank
doing,
you. Thanks
yeah.
for asking. Thanks for asking.
Very sweet.
So if you're going to ask me,
okay.
Don't forget. It's got to be before 63.
Okay, definitely before 63. Okay, you ready to play Stump the Host?
Yep, go ahead.
Oh, here we go. Okay, name any two songs by the famous doo-wop group called The Dubs.
Oh, come on. Could This Be Magic? That was an easy one. They were on Gone Records. Could This Be Magic? That was a great song. Oh, two songs?
That's correct.
Oh,
another one.
Now you made me think it. The other one. That's that now. Oh boy.
Well, does he win anyway?
It's trying to come up. Wait a minute. Don't tell me. I think it was something called Till. You got me. I can't.
Did
I can't think
till?
Right this second.
Did,
yeah.
did you say Till?
Yeah.
The buzzer goes off. Sorry.
Okay, so what was the second song that they had?
Okay.
I should have known it. What?
It
wasn't
well,
they've
had
what?
The famous song Chapel of Dreams back in 1959. They had Be Sure My Love back in 58. Gonna Make a Change in 58. And their cover song, Sugar Sugar, in 69.
One more, okay. Sonny, because we have to go back to Chris. One more, and then you can call in another time. One more.
Okay. Name any two songs by the famous doo-wop group called The Regents.
Oh, boy.
The Regents? One was Barbara Ann. I don't know
right.
the other song. I know Barbara Ann.
Well, you did well, Michael.
That's right.
Barbara Ann,
1961.
I know.
Very
I don't know the other song.
Very good.
All right. Well, thank you for calling.
You don't know any
thank
other songs?
You for calling. You stumped me again. I only got one right.
Oh. Okay. Okay.
All right.
Thanks for calling in.
All righty.
Yep. That was a good
little sound
effect.
God bless
you. Dubs
was
great group. What?
Okay. Bye-bye.
Both two great groups, Regents, Barbara Ann, and the other song was... Could This Be Magic by the Dubs?
So you had a winner.
Hey, Chris.
I guess your song.
Hey, Chris.
Yes, sir. I'm here.
Can you try to find that song? I'd like somebody to hear that song. That was a great song. See if you can just, if you got a minute, see if you can find Could This Be Magic by the Dubs. That was a great song.
Could This Be Magic?
By the Dubs.
Oh, yeah. I got that. I think I got that. Yeah.
That was a great song. Could This Be Magic by the Dubs.
Let me see. Hold on.
Eugene, do you have any activities coming up virtually?
Hey, dust that record off over there.
Like to
Let's
promote?
Dust that record off. I think I, come on. Let's put that
okay,
on the record.
Okay, have the record and I'll let Eugene give a couple of PSAs.
Okay, I'm pulling up this record player now. Let's see if this is it. Let me know when you're ready. I'm sorry.
We're ready.
I'm ready.
Yeah, let's see if that.
Could this be magic by the Dubs?
Could this be
Okay, Chris, that's enough.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you, Chris.
For short notice, pulling that up. So
great song.
Listen. Yeah, I had to look through the archive and pull that one now. I saw it, but it was luckily it was right at the front in this crate.
Wow, good. That was good job.
Good job.
So, Eugene, before we go off the air, why don't you promote what any activities that you're sponsoring in the near future or your Zoom conferences? What do you got? Eugene?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
The American Council of the Blind community has a lot of Zoom meetings coming up this week. They got one coming up tomorrow that is talking about purchasing, buying houses, how to flip them and all that. People buy them, flip them. And they've got different ones coming up. I got one coming up Wednesday at 11 o'clock where I talk to people and then they've got open mic night. They've got talent karaoke night. They've got recipes. They've got some groups that are there. There's a foodie fund that's by Cache out of Jacksonville. Then they've got all kinds of different Zoom rooms to go to. I think there's like 60-some-odd Zoom rooms meetings next week. And if you go to acb.org and look for the community events, and you should be able to register and get a download of all the different events, what time they come on, and enjoy them because there's a whole bunch of them.
Eugene?
Yes.
Am I correct in saying that you do not have to be a member of the American Council of the Blind to enjoy the
No, you do not have to be a member.
Well, that's
we talk to people, and there's a lady in Dubai that we talk to. She's on there.
Wow.
We get some people from Hawaii that come on, and they're like 14 hours difference in time zone. And I've met a lot of people from Regina, from Long Beach, California, Rebecca from Michigan, and you know, people from Wisconsin, Idaho.
Are you still Texas. Going on? Are you still going on the recipe swap? That was interesting.
Yes, I went on the recipe swap the other day, and the last one that they did was for fish items, and I gave them a tuna noodle casserole using spaghetti noodles instead of elbow noodles. But they have all kinds, and one thing about it, when Sheila does them, people send them, and she puts them up on the email for anybody that wants them.
Yeah, I was going to listen in on the seafood one, but I have something else to do. That one sounded interesting.
Well, I'll tell you what. When she puts it up on there, I'll email it to you.
Oh, I get it. She sends us every. Believe me, I get the schedule every single day.
Okay.
All the activities. It really is interesting, though.
Yeah, they had a happy hour one this afternoon, and it's by Pat Leposky that's out of Daytona.
Oh, yeah.
And she asked me for a recipe, so I gave him a simple, easy recipe for a French toast.
Oh, that's nice. Very nice. Well, why don't you tell everybody real fast what it is?
Well, you basically get however many pieces of toast you want. So you get the bread out. You take about 3 or 4 eggs, put them, break them, whisk them. Then you put your bread down in the eggs, coat both sides, put it on your skillet. With a little bit of butter down there. When it gets done on one side, you flip it over. You put a tab of about a teaspoon of butter on there. You put some sugar on there, and you put some cinnamon on there. And as it melts, you stir it around And then when that other side is done, you take it off and you got your French toast.
There you go. And you know what? A hint is the best French toast is made with challah bread.
Uh-huh.
Which you can buy it at Publix or any supermarket around the country. It's called challah bread, C-H-A-L-L-A-H. It's basically a bread that's made with a lot of egg yolk in it, too. So it just makes a really good French toast.
And if you're diabetic like I am, what do you use instead of sugar? Splendor?
You could use any of those powdered things in the packets. So I would like to give my little wrap-up before we say goodnight to Eugene and Chris. So I just wanted to remind everybody to join us next week, same time, same place. And guest host Gary Sinclair will be Zooming in with us, and we're looking forward to sharing the airwaves with Gary for another fun and informative Blind Beyond Radio show.
That's the Labor Day show.
That is. And also we will be meeting, I think he's calling in from Australia. His name is Ken Brandt, and he is an author, and he is going to tell us about his new book called Enjoying the Adventure of Poor Vision. How's that for a title?
And we're going to have a very interesting trivia. I promise you, very interesting trivia.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah, very interesting.
You know, I got one thing to close with.
Go ahead.
Do unto others as you would have them do unto you.
Absolutely correct.
That is a great
Say that again.
Say that again.
Do unto others as you would have them do unto you.
You know what? That would solve everything, wouldn't it?
Yep.
Yes, it would.
Great message,
Eugene. Great message.
We really enjoyed having you on, Eugene. You're so calm and laid back. And
I don't know about the laid back part.
Well, definitely have you back. We'll have you back.
Well, I appreciate it.
You're over there in Clearwater, right?
Yes, I am.
Well, our daughter just loves Clearwater. Now she disappears. She lives in the Orlando area, and I was so excited that she moved here last year to be near us. Now we never see her. Where is she every weekend? Clearwater.
Well, it's a nice place. The beaches are nice.
Yeah, somewhere around Holmes Avenue or something. She goes to some really beautiful beach over there.
Oh, okay.
Edo Beach or something. I don't know.
It's like shells.
She loves to go pick all the shells. Yeah.
Shell
Island. She knows where they're dredging, so she goes to Clearwater. It's so beautiful there. You're lucky.
When we get off the phone, guess what I'm going to do? Go get a cup of white cane coffee.
All right. You know what you have to try? I'm addicted to it now. I make a quart every other day, the cold brew. It's so easy.
Iced coffee.
Yeah, you just, if there's four in a box, and you just tear open the thing, you take out the filter, you throw it in your plastic Kool-Aid pitcher, whatever the heck you use, and you put quart of water, and then you let it sit 24 hours. Next day, you take out the filter, throw it away, and you have iced coffee. It's so good. And I put creamer in it and I put Hershey syrup in it, too.
Okay.
Really good, Eugene.
Well, I'm not too much into cold coffee. I like hot coffee.
Oh, no?
Yeah.
Well, enjoy your coffee. Chris, good night.
Good night, Chris. Hey,
have a great morning, everybody, and see you in the morning.
Yeah. Good night.
Good night,
Eugene.
Good night.
Thank you for joining us.
See you tomorrow, Lynn.
See you tomorrow, Chris.
Thank you for having us in your home. Love you all. Take care.
Love you, Mike. God bless.
Don't go away. We'll be right back in 1 week. Don't forget.
Good night.
Don't go away. We'll be right back in 1 week. God bless you all. Stay well.